You're listening to the SCAC Women's Lacrosse Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. Today I'm joined by Colorado College Head Women's Lacrosse Coach Susan Stewart. And Coach, first of all, congratulations on making the SCAC Tournament, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Coach, the CC Tigers finished out the regular season 13-3, 4-1 in SCAC play, earning the number one seed in the SCAC Tournament. You guys have won six of your last seven games. Just talk about where this team is as you guys head towards the SCAC Championships.
I think right now we're in a really good position mentally and physically. We had a pretty tough spring break season, going five games in 7 days, and our big focus coming into that stretch was conditioning, knowing we would have to be very, very fit and very strong to survive that kind of grueling punishment. And the team responded, and our fitness is you know, well above what I would say we would normally be, you know, at this point in the season. But mentally, just being able, again, to go through something of that has really put us in a position to be very mentally tough going on through the whole entire season.
Well, you talk about that mental toughness, Coach. You guys and the CC Tigers are coming off a tough 12-11 loss this past weekend against Center. That being said, you were still able to earn the top seed heading into the SCAC tournament. What can you take away from that tough loss, even though it wasn't the result you were looking for, take away from that as you guys head to the championships?
You know what, I think it was one of those timely losses in some ways. Center College is a very good team. They have some great players. I think Sarah Masti is tremendous. Their little freshman goalkeeper really stepped up for them. And, you know, they've got some good people around those players as well. Meg Hawthorne, another tremendous player, kicked in a lot of goals against us. You know, they did a great job of just sort of never going away. And, you know, in a tough travel trip for us, I know we were really tired mentally and physically going into the game, you know, with the time change and the travel that we had done to get there and whatnot. And so, you know, we just found a way to finish strong, but we gave up too much time in the middle of the game, and it really reinforced what we've been driving at all season, which is playing the complete 60 minutes. And, you know, you give a good team enough time and you dig yourself into too big of a hole. But, you know, the fact that we came back with a strong finish also left us with a good positive, you know, and, you know, taste in our mouth of we can battle back when things are tough and when we're tired and whatnot. And even though it wasn't the outcome we wanted, the ability to do that is something that we're trying to focus on.
Coach, there's no doubt as you look at the SCAC conference and we head towards the SCAC championships, all four teams that have qualified averaging over 10 goals per contest. Draw control is so important. Just talk about the importance of draw control and getting those extra possessions each game and how important that can be.
Oh, well, possession is the key to winning. I mean, the team who has the ball the most is the one who's going to win. That's really simple mathematics. And the easiest way to do that is come up with it right off of the draw. You know, otherwise you put your defense and your goalkeeper up against the wall, and, you know, they've got to rise to the occasion. And so it's easier when it comes right into your stick and you can maintain that possession. I mean, that's critical.
Again, you're listening to the SCAC Women's Lacrosse Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. This afternoon we're joined by Colorado College Head Women's Lacrosse Coach Susan Stewart. And, Coach, you carry with you to the SCAC Championships the top defensive team in the league, allowing just 7.64 goals per contest. I know a lot of that has to do with Abby Fink in net for your team. She's had a lot of experience. Just talk about the way your defense has been so successful this year.
Well, you know, Abby has been playing tremendously, and she's got kind of a big burden being the only goalkeeper for our team. But she's, you know, we put it to her last season and said, hey, you need to grow more as a player and, you know, become more of a defensive leader. And she has responded on all of her challenges thus far. And then we have, you know, Bailey Terhune is our two-time captain, a tremendous defender who really has driven the defense. She is, you know, tops in the defense on with ground balls and cause turnovers and just sets a tone. I mean, that it's, you know, it's their 8-meter, and, you know, we're going to defend it to our best abilities. And Nancy McCooch, who's right beside her, as another defensive leader, who's another captain this season, Big voice, big body, you know, very aggressive style. The two of them set the tone. And, I mean, they understand it's a team defensive effort. And the looks that Abby gets are critical. You know, she's going to be a much more successful goalkeeper if the defense presents her with the save that we want her to be making. And they've done a great job of that. So it's, you know, while Abby's played tremendously, the entire defense really is working together to give the looks that we want our goalkeeper to see, and they've done a great job of buying into the team defensive concept. So I'm proud of all of them.
Coach, with the number one overall seed, you draw the number four seed in the SCAC Championships. That's the Birmingham Southern Panthers this week, and you knocked off BSC earlier in the year 18-5. However, it was just a 5-3 game at halftime. What can your team take away from that match as you guys head into the game this weekend?
Well, you can't take anybody for granted. You know, the Birmingham, again, has some good players and good goaltending. And, again, you've got to show up for 60 minutes. And, you know, I mean, they battled in the first half and really gave us a run and put us on our heels a lot. And they've got some good speed through the midfield. They've got some great attackers. And, you know, we just really need to show up and play from the start, right off of the bat, and play all 60 minutes.
Finally, Coach, one or two keys for your CC Tigers team as you head into this SCAC Championships that will be crucial for you to make a run and have a chance to have your to take home your first ever SCAC women's lacrosse title?
Well, we need our defense to continue to play their aggressive style of defense, and Abby really needs to step up and you know, give us the games that she's been playing all season long. And we need Grace Maloney to, you know, play the games that we know she's capable of. She and Jenna Oates really control the pace in the midfield. And in the attacking end, you know, we're looking for one of our goals all season has been, you know, 75% of our goals to be assisted. That means they're all working together. And we get pretty darn close to that game in and game out. You know, take out your free position shots. And the attack is very well balanced. You know, Grace does stand out, but we have multiple people putting balls in the net in every game, and that's what we need to continue to do.
Colorado College head women's lacrosse coach Susan Stewart, Coach Stewart's CC Tigers women's lacrosse team again, finishing up the season 13-3 on the year, 4-1 in SCAC play, earning the number one seed at the SCAC tournament. We'll open up the 2012 SCAC Championships noon Central Standard Time Saturday, April 28th, against the number four seed Birmingham Southern Panthers. Coach, again, congratulations on a great regular season, and best of luck as you move forward to the championships.
Thank you.